Stay clean as a whistle, you think you official, we know that you not.
We know that you not.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue, might take a few shots.
Might take a few shots.
Kick back and relax, don't overreact, it's only your thoughts.
It's only your thoughts.
Tell me is it facts, or maybe it's cat, we never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop, we never gon' stop. Facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat.
Yeah, facts of cap podcast episode 29, baby. We are back.
Episode motherfucking 29.
Big Justin Flair, man. We back.
Hey man, get y'all merch, man. We got, you know, it's about to get a little bit colder. We got the hoodies, $30. We got the t-shirts, $20. We got the long sleeve shirts. I'll tell you about $27, $28. Hey man, just let us know what you need.
Still need a mask, $13.
Yeah,
get it. Know y'all need a mask.
Anything you need, we got.
Yeah. So
it's good.
Last week we started out with Trump. This week we're gonna start off with Trump again. So everything that transpired at the last week, we've seen folks storming the Capitol and whatnot. Since then, Donald Trump has been banned from damn near any social media network.
They're trying to silence that nigga for real.
Yeah, I think even the tennis tournament that was supposed to be hosted at his facility, is one of his establishments, they said, no, we'll take our shit elsewhere, our business elsewhere.
You saw Belichick even said he ain't even going to accept the little award he was about to give him.
Ah, damn. So, yeah, they ain't fucking with
him. Trump supporter.
Right.
Yeah, so they not fucking with him. Just tell me what your thoughts is on that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's banned from all social media. That nigga can't even get on Uber Eats. Like, that shit bad, bro.
He tried to get on the POTUS, under the POTUS.
yeah, got him out of there, too. Nah. And it's like, it's deep.
That's for Biden, man. You can't even get that no more.
You know, they have another app, I think it's called Parler. Mm-hmm. And it's
they shut that whole app down,
they shut the whole app down. That's supposed to be like a conservative app.
It's like Facebook for Trump supporters.
For Trump supporters. Like, that's their core. But then, so, you got Facebook, you got Facebook on WhatsApp, Instagram, you got Twitter, Google, Apple, all said, because it's out the Apple store, it's out the Google store. Mm-hmm. And now Amazon, they the one who runs the server, you know, Amazon and everything. Mm-hmm. They said, we take up service, so that shit is down now. So, I feel like it's a slippery slope, man. Like,
pause. Because I see where you're going. Let's read what Carrie Hilson said. I think that's where you're going, like, kind of that same feeling.
Go ahead. I don't know what she said.
You didn't hear what she said? Because she got a lot of criticism.
Oh, yeah, I did hear what she said. I saw the criticism of what she said. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she said, this may be funny. She's talking about Donald Trump being suspended. She said, this may be funny, but it is a little dangerous, too. Take Trump out of it for a moment. A democracy must include freedom of speech. Imagine our leaders on popular figures not being able to voice their opinion if it opposes to the majority of the world leaders. Our freedom of speech being taken from us slowly but surely, censorship, in parentheses marked, if the leader of the free world can be removed, imagine the same right of civilians. Imagine believing every time that you read false information detected in propaganda, deceptive reports, and flat out lies being the only thing that we see.
And so parts of that where I would say she got a lot of criticism, because they said it's not his First Amendment right is not being taken away. These are private companies, mm-hmm. right? So they have the right to ban people, you know,
whatever,
all purposes they want.
Yeah.
That's fact. So he still has the right. I think he had a press conference today in Alamo, because mm-hmm. talking about on the wall, and he talked, and it wasn't on no major news conference,
yeah.
but it was he has still right to speak. But I'm not really talking about it as a First Amendment law thing. I'm talking about it as an optic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if people don't want to realize this, but, like, big tech is a real thing. Silicon Valley, California, it's a real thing. They have a monopoly on the media market. Mm-hmm. If they choose to represent a side, if they're donating to Biden,
yeah,
that means it is a conflict of interest. But it's their right to do it. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of people agree with it because it's not affecting them. What if it was the other way around? That's all I have to say. What if it was the other way around? What if it was pro What if this was happening? It was a pro-Trump wing. Where they say Biden. This is what they said, right? Because it's half the country, well, not half the country, but you know, 70 million people that say, what if Biden incited those Black Lives Matter protests, even though they meant protests, but some of it become riots. What if Kamala Harris saying, hey, I'm gonna bail people who got arrested for protesting? What if they interpret that as saying, you can go burn the city down, so we're gonna block everybody who stands that way? What would you still feel that way? Would you still agree about, hey man, it's Twitter, they can do whatever they want?
Okay.
Or you'd be like, damn, that's fucked up.
Let me tell you my issue with it. Like, it's not about what they did, it's about where they did it. So when Black Lives Matter was going on, and I'm not saying it was the Black Lives Matter that did all the burning and the looting and all that. They were looting businesses. These wasn't government properties that they was going on, especially not the
I agree with the difference.
There's a big difference.
I'm not talking about the difference. I'm talking about the take. Because if you go watch Fox News, they say it's the same. They say it's worse. They're saying it's worse. So yeah. What I'm saying is, what's worse? That what happened during the summer and all the cities
is worse than the capital.
They saying it was worse. I disagree. My point is not comparing what's worse.
Okay.
My point is saying, imagine who's in control, agreeing with that side. That's what I'm trying to say.
I personally think that
we just still have the same stance.
I think that I get what she's trying to say, like. That would be all fair if I felt like it wasn't. It was kind of blatant. Him using his leverage to weaponize Twitter, get people riled up. Like, you purposely threw the rally on the day that you were being. The power was being turned over.
I agree with you 100%. These six people doing this podcast, they don't. So what is it like? It's not across the board.
Okay, so look. That's what I'm saying is, what I was trying to say, where I was going was, if the other side decided to do that and it's blatant, I wouldn't have no issue with it. Like, if it was, it's not even. This isn't even the first time. Like, you could literally see him saying, you could see the hypocrisies. Like, because he's saying, like, when the other riots is going on, he's telling people, stand by, do this. Like, the man wouldn't even call the National Guard out for that situation.
He said he did.
People lost their lives. You know what I'm saying?
He said he condemned the violence. I seen a tweet where he condemned the violence.
That's after Biden told him he needed to come out and say something.
He put a tweet right when it started. He said, let's keep it peaceful protest. I don't want to do that. He waited a long time. And then after Biden said something, he said he made a statement.
Yeah,
I agree. I think he incited the violence. What I'm saying is not...
I think that he's given us 4 years of evidence that it was more so intentional type behavior. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, if you ask somebody who disagrees with you, they're going to say the exact opposite.
Okay, and that's fine. But I can agree that, like, we're not talking like he's been banned from, like, speaking to the people. He's banned off of a social media network.
If it was the other way around, would you still agree with it?
If it was the other way around, yes.
Somebody blocked them because they said, if you go loot and you do something,
I'm going to bail you out.
What
I'm saying is,
if it's unethical.
What I'm saying is, the other side feels like.
No, what I'm saying is, if it came from a Democratic side where Kamala Harris said,
He's basically saying the example that you said.
Kamala Harris says, all right, look, everybody that was out, I'm going to make sure we bail you out. Okay. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that as, I'm going to fuck the city up. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to look for you to bail me out.
Mm-hmm.
If they take that as she incited the riot,
you would have a problem.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Cool then.
Not on social media. I don't have a problem with them removing somebody off of social media.
Cool.
For me, it's not like social media is the end all be all.
I don't feel like that's your right to speak, because that right there is like being in a public place and saying, I got a gun.
I don't want my president like being mad because he's banned off of Twitter. Like, bro, it's so many.
It's
like,
just
you can
Twitter.
Hold a meeting. You can hold a press conference anytime you want. You have the power to do that. Like, fuck that. Fuck Twitter, bro. You that upset about Twitter?
That's the biggest influence, though.
He'll be alright, man. He only had 10 fucking days anyway. Like, it's not like, it's not like this
feel,
is...
How do y'all feel about the, them still trying to impeach him now? I think it's smart. Because if he gets impeached, regardless if it's even afterwards, he can't run again. He's not getting his pension. He's not getting the Secret Service. He's not getting that $1 million travel expense. He lose all his benefits.
You think it? All right, that's on a Trump. Do you think that's the best course for the country? Let me ask you a question. Are you looking for Biden to unite the country, or more so just follow his own?
I'm looking for my own interests.
For your own interests.
Right? I'm looking for my own
interests. Yeah, I don't think Biden's going to come and change the world. I mean, change the United States. Cool. It's going to take some time. It should never going to be how it should be.
That's a fact. So I agree. They're not taking away First Amendment rights. I just want people to understand that a lot of people agree with you. A lot of niggas feel like it's hypocritical. And I'm not a nigga that just because it benefits me, I don't get, like, it's just politics, bro. It's hypocrites on both sides.
Okay, so that's like, and when we like, talk, my bad, go ahead.
I'm done, but it's like, I get that big tech, these are, like, they have their own agenda. So I'm just not gonna
and
be a fool
why,
saying, like
I get the whole Trump thing,
it's
right?
It's more than just the surface.
Trump thing is fucking up the money. It's fucking up the bigger picture when it comes to a democracy as the United States. They making them look bad. And when you start to make them look bad, that's where it becomes an issue.
It's Trump basis is white America. It's middle exactly. America. So they don't identify the same way we identify.
So, we talking about just strictly social network. So, like, the reason's not that big of a deal to me because I don't agree with other shit that they ban other people for on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like,
team on the Trump.
Somebody could.
The wrong Trump that got banned.
Somebody. She got banned for what?
She got banned on Twitter.
For what? What's she doing?
Allegedly, she had her videos up there.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
That's like them taking Boosie.
I mean, I can agree. IG. I can agree that that's how they move, but you can't do that for if you ain't
that's
gonna
the
do
wrong
it.
Trump.
But if you gonna do, then you have to ban everybody video. So
I can't. Get
my thing
Twitter
is just like somebody I've seen Twitter ban somebody for fat shaming, right? So that's like Jay point. Franks, like Jay feels like he gets skinny shamed all the time. So are we gonna ban people for that? You know what I'm saying?
You're saying Trump, stop being you're not uniquely the only person that get banned.
Yeah, so it's just like it's Twitter,
is people get banned every day.
Twitter always is
build your own club, man.
Yeah, these social media is always their own social media always got their own rules and so it is what it is. So he ain't no different.
But okay, what about the monopoly aspect to it? Because Parler created his own thing. But now Amazon's saying they took their services out the Google stores, out the App Store, Apple Store. They're saying we don't like y'all rules of
I just think that we live in a world where whatever
smart.
The popping, whatever whoever has the leverage, those businesses are gonna lean towards that
because it's money. It's all about
money involved. Like,
so they gonna take their money.
There's laws against that. Antitrust laws against that.
I mean, well, shit. Somebody call a lawyer up. You know what I mean?
Amazon ain't
stop crying. Go to court, nigga.
Yeah, go to court. If you're doing so unfair, yeah, it is what it is,
take
man.
Take that shit to trial.
That's how I look at it. Like,
I mean, that shit I can do about it.
I agree. At the end of the day, niggas been unfair for a long time. Niggas ain't gonna have sympathy for you.
Yeah,
you gotta get off Twitter.
We've been getting wrong for fucking 20 years.
That's the point.
Now they
this whole shit based off racism.
But now when it starts to affect
them, they feel a little bit of pressure.
Yeah,
that's when the outrage comes. And I agree. My point is saying is that you're never gonna make them agree with you.
The funniest part about the situation is when they was tracked. I was like, man, they should arrest these niggas at the Capitol. But it's even funnier watching these motherfuckers trying to get out on their way home and shit like roaches.
Nope.
Thinking that they made it. These niggas got the no fly zone on y'all ass. They catching y'all niggas. Yeah. They catching y'all niggas.
Just
all y'all niggas going to jail.
Just imagine trying to take an enterprise. Bro. Imagine trying to take an enterprise from D.C. to Texas.
Oh, a girl called out
mom was like, he can't eat there because he can't go to jail because he eat only organic food.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's the nigga that had the raccoon. He was the main leader.
That nigga didn't eat. He probably still ain't eat yet.
Well, like the other girl who called out her mama because she touched that black woman in her face, like harassed her, like you know, kind of like put her hand on her face and she got decked. And she
was the coldest little two-piece leaking, bro. Yeah, and she was still swinging when they was pushing her back.
Leaking. Yeah, she called her mama out about that shit.
She had that, I wish a nigga would touch
her. Yeah, trust it served, bitch.
Yeah. So, from politics to street politics.
But it ain't over with
that. Rapper YFN Lucci is wanted for a fatal Southwest Atlanta shootout. Atlanta rapper YFN Lucci is wanted on a murder charge following a shootout that left one man dead and another injured last month in Southwest Atlanta. The 29-year-old, whose real name is Rayshon Bennett, a.k.a. Ray Ray from Summer Hill, is wanted on murder. Aggravated assault,
as Fox News,
participating in a criminal street gang activity and weapons charges, and they have a $5,000 reward if anybody could give his whereabouts.
As soon as you said Ray Ray, I knew that nigga was guilty.
Hey, man.
Ray Ray Gibson.
It's an open case. Like I always say, hey, man, I hope this shit work out.
Listen, man.
I hope it work out in his favor, man.
Yeah, man.
Reginae can't get you out of this one.
Oh, shit. He did go out with Lil Wayne Dark, didn't he?
He still do. Listen, man, that's what I say, man. Y'all boys better stop portraying, putting these pictures up with guns, having all this shit going on, man, because shit is going to go, shit can go left.
Hey, man, but no, I ain't even mad at him, dog. How many, this nigga Carter got shut up 3 times this summer, I think, at least twice.
He might not have nothing. He might be.
He might just told, hey, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I know what these niggas are. Just gonna know what happened. I hope everything work out for that nigga, man.
I just niggas can't get no legal armed security with them. Is that just too much of a bill?
That's the street.
That's always my fucking thing. Like, I just don't understand why in the
community
you can't have security. You can hire your homeboy with no felonies, at least, if that's how you feel like you need somebody you trust.
Right, you can't put a nigga on to be like, yo, you got no felony.
You can make you a paperwork. I can make my own company, my own security company.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know a few niggas that do that, but everybody
don't need a lot of niggas to start doing that.
Hire me, I got my gun license.
Everyone your homies ain't got cases. Shit.
You know what it is for me, man. I just feel like I just
depend on who your homies is.
Casanova. I'm just at this age
ain't
now.
Talk about that, nigga.
I'm at this age now where I'm.
He did it.
I'm at this age now where I just don't understand why the rap game in hip hop community like. Why everything, or the streets in general, why does, like, everything opposite kind of, like, why does it have to work off everything that's opposite of, like, the normal morality, like, the normal morals and principles people have?
I feel like that's, like, a big conspiracy. Like, maybe in the beginning, some whatever race, whatever happened, it was just instilled, mm-hmm. and now it became, a law. Not law,
like,
but like...
talking about like streets.
Like street code.
Like everything is opposite.
Everything opposite for... It's intentionally like that.
So I think this shit started in slavery, bro. How you supposed to stick together, not snitch. And if you see me running out, I'm trying to get away, you hold that shit down. And I think it go back that far. Possibly. And it just more rules came into it from there.
But that's kind of... I don't know.
The laws was made...
You could say opposite. That... You could say that, but... Is if that's the case, the way that you're describing it, it was made more so.
I'm just saying, like, that's where the initial fit, like,
nah, I agree. I think it was more so a detriment.
Like, yeah, this is the detriment
like,
to it.
I think I don't go off a tangent here, but I think there's a lot of shit like that. Like, this is not even an example I believe in, but people say, you know how people say, oh, be humble.
Yeah.
That always uses positive. Some people are like, nah, it's a negative connotation. They use that to hold you down.
Yeah.
Like, what's being humble ever good? But. Shit like that is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, if you look up humble in the dictionary, you're like, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, it's a negative connotation, so.
Yeah, if we really went deep into this shit, we'll be here all night talking.
That's what I'm saying. All these folklores and laws that niggas do and stereotypes is probably based on some shit that misinformation. Yeah. And we just go stick to it.
Yeah, I just think that shit is really just fucking up the community for real. Like,
and some of that shit is also double standards too. Like, it's just like the snitching shit. Niggas get a bad rap for snitching. Police officers don't snitch on each other. The blue wall,
mm-hmm.
The mob don't snitch on each other. Right? It's like snitch, like tattletale. It's not the only place where people don't snitch. So the army, I've seen a few good men. Like it just whenever it's always bad when this nigga's doing it. That's just the perception of media, white media.
Yeah. Quicker news, because we talked about this a lot, so I ain't want to dwell on that one too long. But it's official that Bobby Smurda is going to be out next month. His mom put up a picture basically saying, like, I'm going to see you next month.
Free the guys.
Blah, blah, blah. So,
that's how you hold it down.
You're talking like a G. Come home like a G.
Yeah, so we'll be seeing him very soon, I'm sure. You know, so does that change your opinion now? Would I ask the question, do you think that Roddy Rebel could wait on him now?
Me personally, this is like just my personal opinion. I feel like Roddy has an opportunity to separate himself from Bobby as far as musically. You can still be fan of street support. You have to do a mixtape together. But I feel like when they went to jail, it was always Bobby Shmurda.
You mean kind of like Jim Jones
and Cam
career after Dipset?
Yeah, you could now you could be a solo artist. You don't have to like quote unquote ride the coattails or nothing. Like if you come, no offense, he's gonna steal your shine.
Yeah.
So not as even a bad thing, but if you have an opportunity where you don't need him, you got like this momentum. Take advantage of.
I feel like I said before, I feel like he shouldn't. I feel like he should go ahead and not rush it, but if you feel like you got something that's gonna bang in the street, put it out. And then if it, especially if it's something that's really good, and then Bobby could hop on a remix,
you know,
like that shit's gonna be.
Yeah.
Like, you just setting it up for both of y'all to eat, because at this point, he don't owe him, but he owe him.
Oh, if he felt like he owed him, that's fine.
And I feel like not owed him.
Oh, no, he owed him.
Not
he did extra time.
He do owe him. Like, but I'm not saying out of pocket owed him, but like, Bobby not, if he going to take extra time for you in jail, he not expecting you to wait for him to get out. He want you to get popping. So when you got that one, you got that banger, wait for me just to hop on it.
Yeah, if a nigga was going to take more time for you to get out, he's not gonna want to hold you back when you,
right,
in any way when you come out. So yeah,
I think that personally, if he got something on his hands, then you know, and you got a plan, you got a rollout, you got everything you want to do, then sure. But basically a month, you know, I could, if he chose to do that, it would make sense. I could see that happening.
I mean, he can wait, but I don't see the need to if you got something already ready. Yeah.
So,
it wasn't like they was like racial. They wasn't a duo. They were just part of the same group that was close. They feel like they're solo artists regardless. But either way, it'd be dope to see them together.
Yeah. So, more Versus news. I guess we'll start off first. UGK, 8-Ball, and MJG have announced a battle. We haven't got a date yet, but, that's one for the South, and I like that one because it don't have to necessarily have Atlanta in it. Like, you know, I feel like Atlanta been dominating versus, like, give other people a chance. Like,
keep it going if they want. But
I know I would love to, but I'm just saying I like the fact that
it's more than just
It's kind of like we're getting creative. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not typical. I feel like we're getting all the big dogs out the way. Now we going down to the next level where people were just solely fans of these people. They got their cult followings. I like that.
I feel like that's what the last one was, the Too Short and E-40. Yeah, for the bay.
Exactly. So now you got Port Arthur, / Houston, and then you got
Memphis.
Then you got Memphis. Shout out to Orange Mound. So are y'all familiar with their music?
UGK, more later. Like post Big Pimpin', 8-Ball, not so much. MJG, I know they was on some T.I. songs. They was on some.
They was on Bad Boy.
Yeah.
For a little minute.
They was on some stripper remixes. I fuck with. They got like tracks that I could go, oh yeah, I like that. But as them as solo artists or as a group, it's just before my time.
Yeah.
Now I mean, I fuck with both of them. But when it comes down to a versus, I'm ready to listen. Like, I don't even want to go back and listen to the music. I want to see it live. Like, I want to hear it live. As I said, I listen to a lot of UGK. I've listened to a decent amount of 8-Ball. But it's just more so, A-Ball MJG, but it's just more so, I want to be in the moment of it. Like, I don't want to go do too much history and do all that for this one. This one I want
to see. Yeah, I'm happy for their fans, though. Yeah. I know, like, I work with a lot of old heads, people in Memphis. They're super fans of A-Ball. That's people older than us, 10 years older than us, they fuck with them. So, I'm happy for y'all.
Yeah. Me, personally, I'm already in tune with them. I think UGK, they have the bigger hits. But me personally, I like 8-Ball MJG music better. So that'll be an interesting dynamic for me. Cause
off the top, does 8-Ball have I Choose You? Anything like that?
No. They don't have International Players Anthem? Hell no. They don't have one of those. Okay. But they got big songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they, what's gonna happen? What's the nigga here? Slap a hoe. Shut the club. You don't remember that?
Drama.
That's when they sound bad. Or you know what I'm saying? Or you, I can't, you know, for me personally, they got Show Enough. They got a lot of tracks. They got a lot of different tracks.
They do got a lot. Space that you Age Pimpin'. Even know, like, on top of your head.
Space
that
Age Pimpin'.
Oh, that was them?
Yeah. Space Age Pimpin', that's one of my favorite Southern tracks. You know what I'm saying? But even UGK, they got some of those too, like Diamonds and Woo-Woo, shit like that. So I think it'll be an interesting battle. I'll be entertained. I got a quick MJG story, boy. Let me tell you how gutted these niggas is. Back in the day when I used to work at for a beer company, and I was a beer merchandiser, we used to, you know, get up in the morning, you go do your route at certain grocery stores and shit, right?
I ain't know what story you're talking
about. Yeah, I'm on the south side at like 7 in the morning. And NJG, I mean, he still got like a sore thumb because he got the fucking dreadlocks that look like a Dodge Ram. Like, his shit is just big, you know what I mean? And it's like 7 in the morning, bro, and this nigga is up buying a piece, like an 8 piece of fried chicken in Kroger and like a 30 pack of beer at 7 in the morning. Chicken, I'm looking at this shit. Nigga like, damn, this nigga is really like out here niggering right now. Like,
7 in the morning.
Yeah. Shout out to MJG, boy. He had to get in where he fit in, I guess. You know what I mean? So that's the first time I ever seen him in person. So I thought that shit was funny. But in other versus news, Ashanti and Keisha Cole
don't even want to see it
has anymore. Been pushed back again.
Someone running from the smoke, man.
And they're saying, and they put it up the day of the verses, which was irritating.
The same thing they did the last time.
Keep but the other one is kind of more understandable. Like, you know, y'all do y'all tests. COVID happens.
Running from the smoke.
I get it. This one, you got an extra month to get y'all shit together, and their reasoning behind it is what upset me. Like, they're saying, cause they basically in the work, they put out the way to do it, but said, we still got to wait though. Like they said, basically, yeah, we're going to go back to just
split screening
it because of the rising COVID numbers. So we're going to push it back. It's like, nigga, why we didn't do this? Why y'all didn't, like, why wasn't this situated in the first place? Like, y'all had an extra month. It's been like a month and a half, 2 months, so.
See, and I think that was the whole thing of getting too many sponsors and corporations involved with it. Like, it's fucking up
the way they want to run it.
Like, I don't feel like they have as much control as they once did. So, we was cool with it when it was shit. Like, even when it was buffering and shit. We was all together. We sat there and watched the Nelly and Ludacris one.
Yeah,
that shit was horrible. But we still watched the whole thing.
Goddamn, who was that? That fucked up, and then we had to do it on Teddy Riley. Teddy Riley. We watched that one over again.
Three times? Was it three times?
It's like two different times. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, people is willing to get in there. I know y'all wanna, y'all care about y'all business. Maybe, you know, maybe them Apple Music ties and all that. But that shit should have been worked out, man. If y'all could, y'all should have had. Y'all should have figured that out, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if I would appreciate that one. Like,
I hope you didn't sign the contracts, man. Get them white folks out of the business.
Well, no, they didn't sign some contracts.
Too much money.
Yeah, they didn't sign some
contracts. See Apple Music playing it. Uh-oh.
Yeah, them contracts have been signed. So, get together. We all saying, we saying,
I mean, I'm still
niggas are still going to watch it when they put the date out. So, I just want y'all to get together, man.
I ain't excited.
Y'all can't fuck up no more.
That's a fact.
I ain't excited for more.
Yeah, I seen Ashanti trying to do damage control. She was running around here singing Keisha Cole songs while
Did y'all see Keisha Cole comment underneath?
No, what she said?
She put the side eye like.
Yeah, she like, this some bullshit.
She bite. Hey, if they don't get her soon, she gonna be like, you know what?
Fuck
I'm good. I ain't really want to do this shit in the first place.
Facts. So, in other news, Michael B. Jordan came out and claimed his girl, Lori Harvey.
Hey, claim your queen, man. And
Lori Harvey White. What? How'd that work?
What? He claimed his queen.
Nigga only mess with snow bunny.
Listen, man, Lori Harvey will do that to you. You know what I'm saying? So
she got that potion on these niggas, right?
So yeah, a lot of men are upset.
Yeah, who? Why?
They're calling Lori Harvey a hoe. They're saying, why y'all wiping a hoe? Because she has ties to a few entertainers. Also, the Busted Challenge has been going pretty good. Been, you know.
How we intertwined? No, Busted
Listen,
Challenge.
Listen, let me get there. I also seen a good amount of niggas on there saying, like, you know, putting their input on women and this is trash. Y'all should stop doing this, blah, 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 blah. So my question would be, what I've noticed, are niggas bigger haters than women?
Yes.
Like, I wish I was like John Jones. I just square up with everyone under the news who said shit.
Nigga, stay out of women's business.
It's such a double standard. And it's like, bruh.
Because y'all be the same niggas just over here grabbing this same girl ass in the club, trying to follow her around all night, man. Let them be great.
Especially the, like, her being a hoe for. Because it's like, I can't lie. I was immature at one point. I used to feel that way, too.
I used to feel like Kim Kardashian was a hoe when I was young. But then, now that I'm older, you realize, like.
But the difference between Kim Kardashian and Lori Harvey. I don't know what
Kim Kardashian has literally been married or in a relationship to everybody that.
I don't feel like Lori Harvey fucking all these niggas.
Why
is it negative for a girl to do it and a nigga get praised for it?
Yeah, like niggas love Future.
I don't think it's nothing negative with what Lori Harvey's doing.
So
she's not out here. It's not like she out here showing herself like.
Ain't no sex like, tape. Ain't
sex
no,
tapes every week.
No news coming out.
Nothing. Just, we've never.
Tiger got a whole OnlyFans, allegedly. I don't know what he's doing, but I've heard that he's like fucking bitches and shit on there.
I thought this was just videos on his shit, like actual music video. Never mind.
Yeah. But I don't, like, it's just niggas is weirdos, man.
Niggas is bad because they can't fuck them caliber of girls.
And yeah, I think that's really what it is. Like, you niggas put their input on because there's girls that they would never, that wouldn't even be in the same room as them. That would never get in no time of day. And so niggas.
So now they want to judge. And I bet you they sitting at home by themselves because they talking about, oh, I would never marry. Nigga, you but ain't got nobody.
It'd be girls too, though. Hey, Angel.
I expect girls to hate.
Oh, she got. I seen one chick.
I know who you talking about.
Oh, she done had more boyfriends than in this year that I had my whole life. Some dumb shit like that.
She said something like this. That's why nobody takes you serious.
She's dating.
Lori Harvey's like 23, 24. Like,
nigga, she dating. It ain't like she like, oh, I'm committed or I got married to this nigga, got divorced. She dating. She on the dating.
She put up that she's basically in a relationship. Isn't that what y'all wanted? She's in a relationship. She's a hoe for being in a relationship?
Fuck them, bro.
Hey, Lori Harvey, keep doing what you're doing.
What I did find out, no, that's not Steve Harvey.
No, I know that. That's his wife's daughter.
She's adopted, technically.
She took his last name.
Yeah, she took his last name. So that's like, yeah, that's not his daughter. Yeah.
Hey, I thought the first time before I knew that, I was like. Sidebar, right? Let's say Jazz moved on and she got with a millionaire nigga. And Kylie wanted to take that nigga last name.
Facts of cat.
How bad would you be?
How old?
I'm definitely hating.
It don't matter how old.
It don't matter. 21.
Hey, 21. That ain't too much different than the scenario I said when the nigga.
I'm still be mad.
Stepdaddy, he gifted him for his father's day. He took his last name.
I'm still be mad.
Fuck that nigga.
I'm hating.
I feel you.
Like, what the fuck?
Look,
you came out of my nuts, not his. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, we ain't having that.
All right. I just had to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, so
Shouts out to Lori Harvey, little daddy.
I know. I think the
funny, I understand. She done brought Michael B. Jordan back to the black side.
I heard, like, she got game from her mama.
That's what I heard, too. I ain't no mama out here doing that.
Knew how to get what she want. Salute to you, man. If you're a beautiful woman, I feel like you get what you want. Like, do what you gotta do.
I think the funniest thing I seen all week was niggas on YK Osiris ass. Did y'all see that?
Hey, yo, that nigga took off on this nigga, bro.
Hey, yo, if you let Lil Yachty get in your ass. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, he kind of got it. Nah, he didn't. Y'all, he must be one of the niggas, everybody making fun of you, that one nigga laughed to you. I know you ain't laughing.
For the folks who don't know what we're talking about, YK Osiris, he's an R&B singer from Jacksonville, Florida. He's, to me, I feel like he's corny, but I feel like he's trolling, too. Like, he knows.
He's 100% trolling.
Yeah, he's trolling. I also think that he's like a nigga to me. Like, he should be on, like, Nickelodeon. Because he's got, like, some kind of talent when I look at it. You know what I'm saying? His music is good. I never really listen to his music.
I'm going to talk about the radio hits.
Yeah, so, but... Cameraman said, wait.
Okay, it was one.
He got the give you up. That song. I fucking hate that song.
Hey, it plays so much. I like it.
I mean, I can understand he would like it. But anyway, so he put up a video of him wearing a Gucci custom Gucci jacket. I'm not sure if it was Dapper Dan. I think it was Dapper Dan, he said. And basically, it was a Gucci jacket, regular standard Gucci print with red sleeve. And like the red rock star collar, it's all their leather too. The back didn't really have no, it just looked weird, you know what I'm saying? And then he put on some Gucci joggers, which were a different tone. And that's why I was like, nah, there's no way he's dressing this bad. But he's been trolling the last couple weeks. He was acting like he traded in all his cars for a Hyundai, and he showed us a Hyundai truck. He was talking about how he got, I think Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day for $1,000 haircuts and shit. So he's been trolling. He's been on the road the last couple weeks. And they've been on his ass. And now, I think the funny thing about it is rappers are calling out other rappers on their outfits. So I seen Young Blue and 21 Savage going at it. Talking, they pulling up bad looking outfits and shit, cheetah outfits, checkerboard overalls and shit.
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah, this is the type of internet shit I like right there. Like, this is the type of shit I like. These niggas is at the lunchroom for a period.
High school roast.
Hey, yo, there's some shit that I would get on Clubhouse for. I ain't get on there for a while. Till this shit pop back up,
yeah,
I ain't got off Clubhouse.
Since I've been back to work, I fell out of Clubhouse.
Clubhouse then came and went, bro, to be honest with
you. There's not some shit that's going to stay. But when they got the roasting, I got back on Clubhouse that night.
Yeah, I think I just, like, I used to listen to Clubhouse while I was at work. I think I just got back on listening to my audio books.
I feel like I don't have the time for that shit.
Yeah. I just don't feel like listening to some of the folks. It's a whole bunch of capping-ass niggas on there.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Everybody.
All of, like, the parodies of Clubhouse be, like, 100%.
Yes. Niggas be like, I'm an enthusiast of the... This I got a
your life story has affected me so much. So let me tell you how. And everybody got game.
It's just like, man. Listen, I'm just here for some jokes. Cause at this point, everybody, I'll be feeling like, damn. So everybody just smarter than me. Everybody having money.
Yeah, you just gotta find the right rooms. But
yeah, I don't got time to be looking.
I got time for.
So
my bad, y'all. I ain't meant to get us to club out.
NBA YoungBoy. Congrats to him and Yaya Mayweather. They just recently had a
Florida
son.
Grandpapa now.
Yeah. So this makes NBA YoungBoy's seventh kid. I think he got about like five or six baby mamas, right?
Is he rich?
He lives out of state. I don't know where most of his kids are. No, he's from Baton Rouge. He got family and he got kids in Baton Rouge. He lives in Texas. So a question I put up on Twitter, you got a good amount of engagement. So I'm going to ask y'all this. Do you think that you can be a good father with that many kids, by that many women?
Yep.
In that situation?
Yeah, that's possible.
In his financial situation, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the father part is easy if you want to do it. The financial part is the hard part.
Yeah, I think that's more of a financial
problem. I'm not gonna say that it's not possible, but I think that like it trends more towards you, and you could be. I think I can respect you like doing as much as you can.
Not in the monkey wrench part of it,
but I think that. Wait, so let me finish. So I think that when you got that many kids by that many women. Even like even take the baby mamas out of it, because the baby mama is not really gonna determine if you're the bad father to me. Your kids. So like I feel like if you have seven kids, you got seven kids, this many women, you out of state, I think that at some point some kid is always gonna be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that you could be a great father to maybe these kids, and maybe
the ones that live.
It might be two other kids who be like, "Man, my daddy ain't shit, man. Exactly. He just throw money at me." You know what I'm saying? Like all he do is throw money at me. Like you can financially be there for your kid, but I think for me, and I think it's all about your perspective of what makes you a good father. Like for me, just throwing money won't make me a good father. I think me being there in times when you need me, me being there, you know what I'm saying, for crucial moments in your life. You know, where you expect me to be there, shit like that. That's why I feel like would make me a good father. So I think it's hard. I'm not going to say it's not possible, but I think it's closer to like you're not going to be a good father to somebody with that many kids.
Let's take away seven kids. Let's just put one kid. One kid, one baby mama.
You can definitely still not be a good father.
So, no, what I'm asking you is, like, it's the distance. Because that's essentially what it is. It's not being there. It's the distance. So, can you be a good father to one kid if y'all live?
I think it's definitely easier to be a good father if it's just one kid.
How?
Because you could take your time to go there to see that one kid. Like, if you got seven kids and they're all scattered around everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Now you got a situation. The more kids you have, the harder the situation. Not saying that you ain't gonna put in the effort, but I'm saying more kids are gonna be, you're making yourself open to disappoint some of your kids.
Yeah, the more
I have one kid, it's easier for me to even move one kid. Let's set it out, even be like, you know what? For me personally, if I had a kid that lived out of state, I might focus on trying to move out of state. Move closer to my kid. When you got seven kids and they all over the place, can you do that? Somebody's going to be disappointed because you can't be there for them.
Can I go off what he said? Just being a regular person, right? Let's say I use myself as an example of being a father or somebody. My daughter wasn't born here. She was born up top in Jersey. So trying to be a father and go back and forth, shit gets difficult. If you don't. It's all about the finances to have the means to be able to do it.
Facts.
Now, back then, it was easier because, I mean, it was hard, but
yeah, more availability. I took
more availability. I had my job. I had a job where I was flexible, and I had the money to where I could fly back and forth. But it came a time where the job was like, hey, that's enough. Like, we can only take so much. And I was like, all right, I have my life here. I got to try to see my daughter. Like, this shit, it gets harder. But if you have the finances to do it, that's where it really becomes.
Yeah.
I feel like the financial part of it makes it more, put the ball more in the father's court. It's like, hey, you have the money, you're able to do it. Now it's on you to do it.
Well, and if you're rich enough where you don't have to have a job,
like, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, you got the finances to do it.
I just feel like it's the distance, because you can have one kid where the baby mama don't let you see the kid as much,
and that's the other problem.
And it's like shit that's out of your control. Right, you just not. Yeah. So
I'm not saying. I'm not saying. But okay, so let's look at it like this. It's one thing. I get it. You have you got a situation where you got a baby mama and she not letting you see the kid, right? So then, what does that say about you if you keep creating these situations over and over again? Like you just keep having babies by women who you're not committed to. You can't be there in the household with your child, and you continuously keep having them back to back to back. And now these situations be fucked up, and you might be frustrated and be like, man, these hoes are trying to keep, like, what can you be considered I'm not going to say necessarily a bad father.
Irresponsible.
But you're irresponsible and this is your fault.
I agree. It's not the most ideal situation. But I feel like it's possible. If you have
a, I think we all agree that it's possible.
It's possible. It is not ideal. But the odds are against you. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm
saying. The odds are against you by doing that. It's easier to be a better father.
I think you can be
in a kid's life.
Yeah, like I think you can be great to five kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then you might have two kids that may resent you. They might be like, man, he ain't never did shit for me. Or man, and it may be that maybe it might take for them to be adults to understand. But I think it's all about, for me, if my kid thought that I was a bad father, I'm gonna be like, damn, man, like maybe it was, I'm gonna reflect. I'm gonna be like, damn, maybe it was some things that I could have, you know, did better to have them not think this way about me. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the baby mama. I don't know. But though, I think that it's hard when you just continuously have that many kids by that many women. You stacking the deck against you. That's what I'm leaving at that. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. So Kyrie Irving
think he working a regular.
So when the whole Capitol Hill shit started, Kyrie Irving went missing. He said he didn't feel like playing. He just said he don't want to. They asked him why he didn't want where he
was playing. Fact? Alleged. I know that's the big alleged rumor. Like, I think Woj reported that.
If Woj said it, I'm believing.
I'm just saying, like, does he have deniability at least? Because if that's true, it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
Bad regardless.
Okay,
it's
look.
Bad. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to give a benefit of doubt.
Should they be able to have off days just how, like, we got PTO days at a time?
No, you get whole summers off.
No.
School teachers get whole summers off, but should they not have PTO days throughout the year?
This is Twitter. This is their rules. You have contracts.
I'm not talking about Twitter.
I'm saying it's a private NBA organization to have their own contract.
Yeah.
If you want to have off days, you have a players association where you can negotiate that when they read
them. Okay, that was just a question.
Basically,
arbitrarily be like,
he's been missing games, and now he's been allegedly spotted at his sister's birthday event, no mask. So it's looking bad. And just Kyrie being who he is, and basically he kind of, it seems like he carries problems everywhere he goes.
Flat earth niggas.
Do you think that he's at this point, like he's basically just being unprofessional, or should he deserve to have that time and personal day?
He's being unprofessional. Like, it's simple. You have a collective bargaining agreement. And he like a vice president or president of that shit. So
vice president,
him and Chris Paul, like, you can put that on the table and y'all can vote on it. So you can't just, it's like you make an agreement, and then 2 months into the agreement, I'll be like, man, this shit ain't fair. I'm out.
Fuck this shit.
The fuck? You sign a contract, my nigga. And you get paid handsomely to do that shit.
Yeah.
So it's not like,
I'm paying you millions, bro. You ain't finna tell me that type of shit. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so I don't really fuck with that shit. Like, I don't.
And then you out in the club.
My whole thing is, bro.
You're not passionate about that.
You could at least clear up as to why you're not. Like, if you need personal days for a certain reason, you owe it to your fans. I feel like, you know, because it's clearly, I feel like it can't be that fucking personal. If you over at the club and you without the mask at the club, you telling people I don't want to.
Like,
you have a more responsibility to the media, to yourself, to a lot of people, to your teammates, to your coach, to your staff, as to why you're not playing. Your coaches don't even know why you're not playing. The Capitol shit was not that fucking disturbing to be that angry. So if you don't want to play, just say that.
Just say it. I don't want to play.
You're saying I don't want to play basketball.
No, I do that.
Yeah.
But it's like pigeon, like, and then it's like, you can go, oh, Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman, not talking about practice.
Yeah.
Under the table shit where everybody's in the know.
And Dennis Rodman asked.
He asked. He's like, yo, I need my mental health.
I need a personal day.
All right, bro. You can go. Yeah. Be back by this time.
Yeah.
You can go a little bit longer, but it's not that. Tyreek doing something completely different.
Yeah.
I mean,
wilding, bro.
I got a different stance on it. And it's really more so on some, I look at it as, you have your niggas that could clearly play every night, even if it's a back-to-back game, and they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I take this certain time off if this right here is, it may not be a designated back-to-back game.
Back-to-back, back-to-back.
I got you. So the difference is, if Kawhi, like, you know, load management for injury or for whatever reason, I know we have a homeboy who said he knows things in the NBA that just fake injuries, they just don't want to play. That's fine. You know the difference is? Communication.
Exactly.
So you rather me lie and say
yes.
You rather me lie and say I don't feel like I'm. Yes. I don't feel that. You know what hurt? Or you want me to say, look,
you know that
I need some personal days. You know that's what he said.
They can defend you.
They can defend.
They can defend
you. So when somebody records you in the club, niggas ask, hey, where's Kyrie?
But how many extra people did you see in that club? Because it looked like that was.
It doesn't matter.
You I'm can't be in a gathering of 15 or more people, and there was clearly more than 15 people.
NBA is investigating him now for that shit.
It's fine. In their contract.
That looked like a family event.
It don't matter. It's in their contract. They have.
Well, I'm saying to your point. You know, if you communicate that shit, they can protect them.
Yeah,
you gotta be open. Y'all a team.
You came out here to the media and said, I don't feel like playing.
It's like basically saying
you're off the grid. They say he's not answering calls. That's unprofessional, bro.
I'm not saying it's not unprofessional. I'm just saying, like, if you take that with the same player that says, yo, I'm not playing no back-to-back games.
Because but they're playing
regardless of how I feel.
For no reason. Like you just said, if they've communicated with their staff,
communication,
then that's what it is.
Oh, he hurt. They can lie.
For example, my job, right? My job. They got a rule about your beard. It can only be this long. Right? Like, I think it's like 2 inches or some shit like that, right? So, I was talking to one of the dudes there, and I was like, yo, you kind of got like, it's an older man, he black, dark-skinned dude with a white beard. So, I'm like, hey, damn. I was like, they let you get away with that? Like, two more? And he said, oh, I talked to them. They said it's cool because I wanted to take, they want me, my grandchildren want me to dress up as Santa. So I told them immediately after Christmas I'll cut it down. They said that's fine because I'm going to dress up as Santa. Communication. That's what happens. Now, when you just go off the grid like, fuck it, I'm going to just do my own fucking thing, that's when you became a problem. You're causing a distraction to your team. You talking about a back-to-back. These people have communicated that. Kawhi didn't just say, fuck it, I ain't playing back-to-backs and I'm not going to tell y'all why.
There's a plan.
No, he has a condition where he has a physical condition. He has.
And even if he didn't,
I'm just looking at the amount of players right now that's on, I'm not playing no back to back.
But they
just
all communication. I get what y'all saying as far as that, but I'm saying like the way he went about it may be wrong, but it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm not even mad why he doing it. It's the way he went about it. That's
what everybody mad about.
The way he went about it.
It's not the same thing. Like, he literally went, he's not talking to nobody. He went off the grid. That's the same thing
we said
about, like the same thing we said about James Harden. When he wasn't answering nobody calls and he was out here doing the same ass shit that he's doing, James Harden was wrong about that shit too. Like, you mad about the organization. So basically you trying to force their hand. Like, you can't like, no, bro. Like,
I mean, at least he did it in the offseason.
Yeah, like you in the middle of the season. And just think about it. Like, KD is your guy. He basically came in for you. This nigga done rehabbed and did all that shit just for you to basically be like,
fuck this situation.
But does he know? That's the thing. Like, how deep does it go?
It's not really about does he know. It's about you're causing a distraction to the team. It doesn't matter if he knows. Because you're
does he agree with it?
Yeah, the coach don't know. And the staff saying they don't know.
You might have called KD in total, but KD probably like,
it's not KD's job necessarily. You know what I mean?
Bullshit. I mean, honestly, it probably was one of them things where he was probably saying like, damn, I ain't think nobody was going, this shit wasn't going to leak out.
Man, he knew what the fuck he was doing. Nigga, you just not showing up for no reason and you're not giving nobody no reason. That's not, what you mean it's not going to leak out?
No, I'm saying.
Them people not going to be defending you and you out here, you doing the organization dirty?
I don't know, man. I just feel like
the players should get some personal days, especially with some shit that's going on.
You can ask for personal days.
He
didn't ask for no personal days.
He just didn't show up.
That's what they say.
No call, no show.
I think they say he asked.
He asked for his personal day, but then
he didn't say
he didn't communicate anymore.
Okay,
he
stopped. So the last thing I saw,
they've been calling him. He fell off. He's off the grid.
Brooklyn said he ain't saying nothing.
That's where last thing I saw is that he asked for the personal day. So I felt like he took his personal day to do that.
It's one people gonna give you a personal day. Like, I think if Kyrie is a superstar.
So, like, when the shit kept going on, like, how y'all saying it, then that's different than what I read.
I'm not saying, like, if you got something personal going on in your life, that you shouldn't be able to have that day off. I just think that if you're not communicating with the people that pay you.
And that's what I'm saying, the communication part. If people are off for personal reasons, family death and birth, whatever, you have your own reason to be off. Yeah. It's communication.
If a parent or a loved one dies, and the standard is you get 3 personal days. If you still need more days, you should call them and be like, hey, man, you know, it's really, you know, I need, can I, you know, get a couple extra days? You know, I'm just not ready to return yet.
Because you know what Kyrie can say, though, and what would the climate we in, mental health. If he says, I got a mental health issue.
Say something.
Then it's going to be the backlash won't be as bad.
Yeah, say something, bro. So. I got one more question before we get to what's the scenario. Alabama won. They won the national championship yesterday.
Much deserved.
So I got a question. Can Nick Saban be considered the best coach ever, even though he's just a college coach? He's not a professional coach? Like a professional pro, I guess?
Can he be considered?
Do y'all consider him like, yes. Can he be considered like a top coach
in my eyes, yes. And the only reason why I say that is because most of his players go to the NFL and do a great job. I'm not saying just the quarterback, but a majority of his players, when you get to the running backs, you get to the receivers, you go to the defense. Hell, you can go to the offensive line, and I didn't know this shit till I looked it up later on. The offensive line, defensive line. He has players that's in the league that are doing great. And I feel like he coached great players. Now, does he also get the best players every year? Yeah, it's Alabama, but when you put it like...
It's not just because it's Alabama. It's him. It's him.
It's Alabama.
It was a winning point out there.
Yeah. He did it at LSU, too, so...
Everybody wants to play for him. So, I mean, you could put the best players on the team with a bad coach, and it's not going to work.
I agree.
But if you put it with Saban, and that shit worked, he's up there in the top.
I think for sure, and the only thing you would say is like, oh, he didn't have success in Miami. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, I think just because you have success in the NFL, if you put Bill Belichick in college, doesn't automatically mean he's going to have great success as a college coach. It's two different things. Like, just best college coach doesn't make the best NFL coach.
Yeah.
Or the best NFL coach doesn't make the best college coach, per se.
I don't think NFL is the standard for coaching.
For coaching. This is not
like... They grown-ass man getting paid.
The sport, like, the athletes are better... But the coaching dynamics still impact. He's dominating this competition where nobody can come and do what he does better. I think it's different than my stance on like female versus male sports, where it's like if somebody can come beat you.
Women.
But I said female and male though. I was told as long as you say them both, they're not that bad. I didn't say female and man. That's what I was told. Woman and man sports, where it's something like, yo, you're not the best in the world, what you do. I can come beat you what you do against your competition. Nobody can say, give me a coach that's better than Xavier in college football. You can't say that. He dominates the sport.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I pretty much agree with that shit. So, I mean, I ain't no need for me to go on deep 10.
Like I said, is there any... Can y'all name my coach that's better than Saban ever in college?
Not in my lifetime. Bear Bryant.
Just the
Alabama. He got six championships.
How many did Saban got now?
Seven.
I don't think there's going
to be. And it's like within the last 12 years, it's like seven or some shit like that.
The Saban killer. Urban Meyer. He don't have as much championship, but when they go head-to-head, when they was together, they could say Bama didn't start winning so Urban left slick.
But I mean, we call Brady the GOAT, but he didn't lost to Eli twice, so Eli's that don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Yeah. So
I try.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's this scenario?
Hey.
All right, y'all ready?
Yep.
You're on Edgewood.
The wood.
You know the strip booming. You meet a nice little young lady. Y'all start clicking. You know what I mean? Like everything's going good. Conversation. Y'all kicking it on the strip. At one point, she be like, "Why you got that hat on? Remove your hat. Let me see what you're working with under there." And you reluctantly remove your hat.
Bob Doster.
She's not interested anymore. So is she wrong for that, or is the game just the game? Like, it is what it is.
The game is the game.
I feel like it's a double standard because...
No, my bad.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's sensitive. Nigga hairline. But anyway, I feel like if it was the other way around... The nigga would get criticized out the ass.
Take your wig off.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah. Bald head, scallywag. Like, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
You know, I got that receipt and joint. Like, you got bald head. Like, yeah. Where your baby hairs at? But what I'm saying is the criticism.
Yeah.
You like what you like, but the criticism won't be the same.
Yeah. Go. Nigga
say where your baby hairs at.
To me personally, I feel like I would expect a woman either take your wig off or take your braids out and I see the real you. You can't get mad at how I judge you, just how I can't get mad if I wore a hat all day and then you ask me to take it off and you don't like what you see. Like, you like what you like, but just let you know, make this decision before we get serious.
Well, this is just
you better ask me.
That's why I don't think this situation is that big of a deal, just because
I
just met.
Oh, we just met. You asked me to take my hat off and you don't like me. Cool, because the next bitch gonna like me.
Now, if it's like a situation where my shit fading away and then you leave me, like we was together, I'd be like, damn, you
like run away love.
Yeah, like you shallow as fuck. Like, damn, like you must have never really liked me anyway or some shit. Like, I don't know, that's a little bit, that's a bit much.
Man. The hairline will run away.
Yes.
Hairline like mine.
I think that's a
double standard.
It's definitely a double standard.
Chris, it definitely is. Let me see what that means.
But I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Spray a bitch with a water bottle.
I'm gonna find y'all. I'm gonna show y'all the picture later. But I met somebody on Edgewood and I thought it was fine as hell. That shit was about like 9-10 years ago. And I just went to their Snapchat and I was just going through and I'm like, yo, how do I know this woman? Come out. I met her on Edgewood. Body is banging. When I saw her hair, nigga, that shit looked like a dirty tennis ball.
She got an Amber Rose?
No, Cisco? No. Yeah. But she don't do nothing to it. And then she just like, fuck it.
I was just doing the busted challenge.
No, again. She said, this is how I'm always keeping my hair from now on. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm glad I'm here.
Doing the busted challenge.
Yeah. All right, we ain't talk about the busted challenge before we got here.
Listen, go ahead and say whatever you want to say about that busted challenge.
All right, what is that?
Okay. Never mind. I see what type of energy we on. All right, what's the next scenario?
Be thirsty on.
Oh, I ain't seen none of them shit.
I already told my wife before we got on here. We might talk about it, but you know.
All right. You meet.
Nah, that shit's going crazy. I ain't gonna fight.
Yeah, man. It's going crazy. I done seen a lot of people that I know personally. Like, damn, I didn't even know you could dress up that nice.
Yeah, man.
Makeup. Y'all know how to do makeup.
Allegedly ain't been one bad one yet.
Nah, I haven't seen a couple bad ones. I ain't even count to you.
Y'all know what I was surprised of? The girls that can't dance and still could pull it off because they look good while they do it. And these are personal friends of mine. I ain't gonna call y'all out, but
I got you out the pot. Alright, let's get to the next one.
Alright.
You meet a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all fall in love. It turns out, you know, once y'all, you know, learn more about family situations, it turns out that her dad killed your dad, right? And he's in jail for life. I guess he crossed him. But you know that your dad was a snake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of had a lack of respect for him. Could you still rock with that girl?
Is she Lori Harvey bad? Or is she
She's whatever you want her to be.
And you find out that her dad
killed your dad for double crossing them.
But you knew your dad was a snake ass nigga.
But you knew that your dad was a snake.
Her dad snitched on her dad. I mean, your dad snitched on her dad.
Whatever it may be, it might not even have to be no street shit. You know what I mean? It could have just been that, you know, maybe y'all was business partners and he wanted to take you out just for business purposes. Like,
I didn't know.
He's just known to be a snake.
I didn't know until after. I found out after.
Y'all been together for 8 months. And y'all rocking. You go to Thanksgiving.
And be like.
And you start putting shit together.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's your maiden name?
Yeah, some shit like that. You need to wait on it, bro. You need to think about it.
I didn't think about that, man. Go ahead, B. You still?
Me? Nah, like, we staying together. Because I don't believe snake ass shit. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like people make choices in life. And if your choice is what you made, they got you killed, then...
Damn, street nigga B.
Nah, I ain't even saying this on from no street nigga shit, but it's like if you did some shit and you got shot and it's because of your actions, it's because of what you did. It's a lot of shit that I've did, and if I would have got killed behind it, I would expect everybody to look at me. They might have been sad, but they'd be like, yo,
okay.
You just would have deserved what you did.
Go ahead.
So I'm a firm believer in
karma.
Kind of. No, I'm a firm believer in do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a firm believer. Like, a lot of the times, like, man, your family might not like this person, but fuck it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Makes you happy. But in this situation, I think that it's too. Even though your dad was a snake, it's somebody that loved him. There's people that loved him. You know what I'm saying? Your grandmother loved him. Your mom loved him.
Oh, your mama, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Her mom, her even her situation. You come there for Thanksgiving, that's awkward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of ties, bad energy in this situation. So for me, I'm going to walk away from the situation most likely. Just because even the dynamic, I don't know. Like, it's just like, I got to be reminded, like, damn. Every time I look at you now, I'll be like, damn. This is, even if I know my dad was a snake, you may still love your dad.
My thing is, like, you know? I don't really look at you. It's the family dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, the courtrooms where they charging him, your mama crying.
Somebody held resentment.
Regardless, somebody, like, you know, they got bad. So now you can never.
I got uncles, too. You know, I got uncles that might want to do some harm to her. So just to get back.
It's like, Unless you one of them niggas that just don't fuck with your family like that, yeah. Like, which is a lot of people.
I mean, my thing is, I'm looking at this situation from just that point of view of what happened. But what I'm saying is, like, all right, your dad is gone at this point.
I'm not mad.
Both of them. I fell in love you before I knew.
You gotta make a choice, though.
I fell in love with you before I knew that. If I knew this beforehand, I probably wouldn't even fuck with you. But at this point, and we're already in love, we're about to get married, and then I found this out, I don't think that's going to be the factor that tells me,
The only way that I can see that happening is
if you're willing to put your family...
No, listen.
One is dead, one is in jail for life.
Listen, the only way that I can see this situation working out is if we can get the families together and we can all have a conversation.
But it might not even be an issue with the families. It might be the two people.
Somebody
the
hurt.
One that's in dead, the Somebody one that's in hurt. Jail. The two that's there.
I don't see a wife forgiving a family member.
Yeah.
For killing the husband. Like, I don't see that, personally. So that's like a strong.
But if a nigga, like, double cross snitch, whatever happened.
That's loyalty. What's she loyal to? Her snitching husband or
she nigga knew, killed yeah, him? She knew her nigga, her husband.
I think
husband
I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
How many niggas done?
I'm thinking
of revenge on somebody from shooting them niggas, no matter what it was.
I'm thinking more so of the noble of the snitching part of it. Maybe this one is snitching.
Nobody
from
said
the question.
About snitching.
I said, that's how I'm looking at it. When you say double cross, I'm thinking snitching automatically.
Anything.
It could be anything. Like I said, it could have been a business. It could have been a business move.
I just feel like the family's not going to get over that.
And you got to think of it like this. To your family, what he did may have not have been double-crossing. Let's say they had a business deal and he wanted to back out of it and he killed him. He felt double crossed.
That's why I said.
So that's what I'm saying. It don't. That's
the
what I'm
way saying. I look at the question.
I don't think it matters.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it matters
even
either.
If they felt no, double crossed, you can't take one of mine.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You putting her in danger. You got family members that might be. That might want that.
What if it was a sibling of yours, right? Somebody killed your pops. You knew it was awesome. You knew he was doing some shicey shit, right? Somebody killed your pops. Awesome. He was doing some shicey shit. One of your siblings married their child.
The nigga that killed your dad, child.
The nigga killed your dad. How would you?
I would literally put him to the side like, yo, do you know the whole story? Can you tell me the rest of it? Before I have the, I'm going to tell you straight up. If your story don't align, it makes sense. I'm going to go after your family now if you decide to choose to
Come
with that person.
So now, let's just go with that.
That's the same thing that I'm going to ask that person that I'm with.
So, hey, let me hear
the whole story.
But listen what you just said. You ready to shoot shit up.
What if you are less rational than you?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't ask my family.
What if you are less rational than you?
Why they can't ask your family?
And that's the craziest one. If you come out of my, he said siblings.
Listen, what we're trying to say.
I get what y'all saying. What y'all saying is making very good sense.
What you saying ain't making sense.
I get it. I get what y'all saying coming from that point of view. But what I'm saying is.
It's just too much.
If, for me, if I've already made that connection and this is who I want to be with, I propose.
I feel like this is who I'm
at. I ain't mad at that.
I'm talking about the point how you just said you would just go about that. Are you ready to shoot shit up?
Off rip
over a story this man may not even know. He could have been a kid.
Imagine Brandon come telling Brandon, hey, I'm about to marry the new killer of pops. What are you going to tell yourself?
You said you're going to pull to the side and if his story don't come, you're going to shoot shit up. But what if that's the story that was told to him? What if nobody really knows the story? Like,
my only question is, are you willing to sacrifice your family for that? That's really the question, because you can choose to love her, but are you willing to be like, your family resent it. They don't fuck with it. They give you an ultimatum.
I feel like, honestly, that's where what you're saying don't make sense to me, because honestly, I'm going to do what I'm going to do regardless. And everybody
knows. We know that. That's what you're saying.
And everybody knows that. And I'm going to tell them, look, this is who I'm choosing to be with outside of this. I heard her side. I'm cool with it. Y'all back off. If y'all don't choose to,
they gonna back off you too.
If y'all don't choose to, y'all can back away from me. This is who I want to marry. It's who I love.
Yeah, cool.
I don't agree with what he did.
Yeah.
Now, whatever y'all choose to do after this, we gonna have to deal with it separately. You don't have to agree,
that's not for me to agree with or not, right?
But it's just like
a choice.
Now, I'm just saying what you said, you got to realize you're thinking one-sided. You're not thinking about...
That's why I said
that she may got a brother that may pull your ass to the side and be like, hey, tell me the story of what happened while my father
killed you. What if that nigga...
And then I just want to shoot shit up.
What if that nigga say some shit like... My daddy killed your daddy, nigga.
And like I'm saying,
he ain't over it.
And another thing,
my daddy in jail.
You see what I'm saying? You willing to take it to violence?
What if he say that?
This is a situation where
that's her brother.
And now
she like stop because I still love my brother. I love you. Because now you can't control that. This day you can control your family. Can you control their family? He said some disrespectful shit. What if the mom say disrespectful shit? She ain't over it.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your like.
Fuck your daddy. Fuck your daddy. Your daddy, nigga.
Smoking on your daddy pack, bro.
Fuck
that shit.
And I ain't even gonna lie to you, me personally, if I get to that point and that's the person I choose I'm gonna be with, I'm gonna deal with that shit as it comes to me. It's no way that you can really speak on what you would do, but
that's why I think about it before those intense situations.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I probably still would take it all, but just know. Hey, look, if you can't, I'm going to control my family. You control
yours. You can't
yours.
Control your family, though. That's the point. You can't control your family.
You keep speaking. What if you're ready to spin the block off of somebody?
What I'm saying is, I'll control my family. But if your family can't stay control, hey, whatever happened to your family, just know that I told you.
Payback.
And you better control your family because I still owe them a body.
That's why it's not gonna work.
Control your family.
You ain't gotta talk about this.
You feel like you owe him a body?
I don't.
He's trying to play. See, you trying to play two different sides, bro. You trying to play. I'm over it. I love this girl. It is what it is. But then you're ready to spin the block.
If somebody violates. My thing is, you gotta expect
that's not that. Even a comfortable relationship to be in. That changes the dynamic of your relationship. If you're ready to spin the block if somebody says something disrespectful, if you really want to be with this girl, you're saying this is the bullshit to come along with it. I have to let this shit go.
I
have to.
I don't even think that.
You ain't thinking ahead.
I think them niggas gotta go.
Yeah.
Disconnect from their family.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like we gotta move. We live in Georgia. We gotta move to California.
We're going out.
We can't go to Thanksgiving together.
It's too hectic.
We can't do this together.
I wouldn't go to no Thanksgiving and all that shit. I get what y'all saying, man.
That's a weird marriage that you're gonna have, too. You're gonna have a weird ass marriage. I'm just ready to spend the block on my family if they say something wrong.
Nigga said we
smoke. You ain't going to
Thanksgiving. I didn't even think of the other family.
You ain't going.
I think about my family judging me. But the other family's still mad.
I feel like I'm not safe when I go to your mama's house.
Like what? You the son of a snitch.
I don't feel like my child is safe if he's at your mama's house.
And honestly,
you know what I'm saying?
After the first time, they'll be like, look, it's the last time at your family house. Hey, look, I know you love your family.
See, he's freestyling this as we go on.
They got the RIP shirts.
Hey, listen. Do you realize that he's trying to freestyle his way out of this shit? This shit is not making no sense, what he's saying.
I didn't even think
about it. He's trying to stick to his stance, but he's trying to freestyle it out.
Y'all keep saying shit that makes sense. You trying to come up with an answer.
That's a wild question, man.
Damn.
Pop. You got to do.
All right, man. One more. Cousin Sticky.
What's up, Cousin Sticky?
Just got engaged to his eighth baby mom. You know what I'm saying? So
Sticky young boy.
Sticky and eight.
He need to unstick.
Sticky and eight are walking through Gwinnett Place Mall.
Stick to a condo.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still there.
Sticky and eight walking through Gwinnett Place Mall. You know, when some young YouTube niggas walk up with a camera and a diamond tester. They want to test out 8's engagement ring. Thing is, Cousin Sticky stole it. He don't know if it's real or not. What would you do? How would you handle that?
Hey, I'm telling you, niggas, if you don't get the fuck away from me, nigga, I don't owe y'all shit. She got a beautiful ring. This shit real. Y'all better get the fuck on and try somebody else.
Yeah, you got to divert.
You gotta
make a scene. You gotta be confrontational.
Hey man, y'all know nigga fuck around here, YouTube niggas. Watch out, bro. Where y'all diamonds at, nigga?
Ain't gonna look at you like
what's gonna happen is she's gonna go off to somewhere and get it tested.
So in the meantime, you gotta come up with a plan B, Sticky.
Hey, Sticky,
you the plug.
Go get another ring.
Nah, Sticky, look at that ring real close and find that replica.
Yeah.
Switch that
bitch out while she's asleep.
You better do
it. Or you better test it yourself. One of the two.
You willing to risk it, Justin?
Nah, in that situation, if I'm Sticky, it's like, man, if y'all little niggas don't get out, I'm not gonna make a scene, but I'm just be like, man, listen, bro. I respect what y'all got going on, but we don't got time for that, bro. We just here trying to be comfortable, bro.
Nah, that makes sense.
And then if the nigga say something else, then it's like
nigga gonna try to be logical.
Yeah.
Well, what you got to lose? Don't you want to see it? Hey, gonna look at you. Nah, I gotta start off. Like,
listen, nigga, I'll slap the fuck out one of y'all niggas.
Nah, look, I'm an OG in this motherfucking shit, nigga. Y'all better get the fuck on before I goddamn file for this bitch.
Yeah, so
I'm walking Gwinnett Place without my tool either, because this shit too dark.
Sticky situation.
I don't walk in Gwinnett Place, period.
Y'all walking Gwinnett Place lately? They ain't got no lights on.
I'm just going Macy's.
They ain't got no lights on. Yeah, it's dark as fuck. I got my tool.
I went just to get my earring one day, but it's like right by the door, so I was just like,
whatever. Nah, nigga, I went to Foot Action one day, and I was like, God damn, this shit dark as hell.
That shit still open?
Yeah, Foot Action, the only shoe store left. Shout out to Foot Action. Sponsor.
All right, bro. It's that time for that. Vaccine cap.
Hey. With politics, we in this whole, you know, left wing, right wing, blue, red type shit. Somebody, I think we kind of touched on this, but I just need to know, if you disagree with a Trump supporter, can you still respect them?
Yep.
How?
And I only say this because of my job. I have coworkers that feel like they need to stop being friends with other coworkers because they're Trump supporters. And I've literally sat them down and said, look, when it comes to politics, there's certain views. And like I said, they've been Republican before, you know, since they were born. That's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really
deep dive into what Trump is about. Everything Trump says is not wrong.
Facts.
Everything Trump says is not right.
Facts.
What you gotta take from every politician is what's good for you and the basis around you and your family. So you can't really take this about Republican, Trump supporter. You gotta feel, you gotta take out what's good in that person and figure out where they really stand. Are they racist or are they not? At the end of the day. Because, like I said, you can, like, I'm around a lot of people that may be Republican, but I don't feel like they're all wrong in their stance. And I don't feel like that's a real issue to where it's like you really got to pick between the between the two. So that's cap to me.
Yeah, I say it's cap. I mean, me personally, though, I'm not really, like, interested in kind of being friends with Trump supporters like that, though, just because I don't want to be disappointed if I realize, like, if it's a certain reason that you support Trump that I really, like, don't fuck with, so I don't want to be disappointed. But as far as you said, can you respect them?
If there's, let's deep dive. If there's a certain reason that you don't fuck with that they support Trump, can you still respect them?
I mean, sure, as long as it's not, like, something that's, like, oh, like, you're just openly racist or some shit. Like, it could just be, like, you know, I fuck with his tax plan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it applies to me. You know what I'm saying? It could be something in that nature. So, like, yeah, I can respect you. Like, but I don't necessarily have to be friends with you or nothing. But, yeah, I can respect it. I can respect your decision as to why you're a Trump fan. And then that's where discourse could happen. Like, well, listen, that's going on, too. But what about this? How do you feel about this? You know what I mean? But me personally, I just don't like speaking politics. With people,
you shouldn't
like that.
Speak politics just at work, period.
Really, like, if it's like, you know, I'm not even talking about just work, just openly, like, with certain people, like, you know what I mean? Like, I talk it with my friends because I don't really want to talk to somebody who's, like, kind of like an associate, you know what I mean? I say, but.
And I feel like, yeah, for the most part, us and our friend circle, even if we're not, like, heavy on the politician side or politics side, niggas do their research a little bit.
I mean, my friends, like I say, even that, my friends don't have to necessarily agree with me, but I mean, I think we all kind of stand, like, if it's somewhere, now it gets to a point where it's something they agree with that I'm offended by, like, you know what I'm saying? Then now that might be in question. That relationship could be in question because I may have lost respect for you.
Mm.
But is it possible for me to respect a Trump supporter? Yeah.
I have a few that I do respect, and I get their what they respect him on certain points, and I get it. Do I think they look at the bigger picture? No, but I think they get.
I think
that it's not detrimental to our friendship.
I think I understand. I think I understand that basically politics, whether that's how it should be or not, is self-serving, and that's why I just had to learn, like, I need to, like, black people, we need to stop trying to look out for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Look out for us. How is this going to help us? How is it going to help my community? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at shit now. Like, fuck, like, I'm not saying, like, fuck these people, but it's other races who, they not going to come to your rescue when something being done wrong.
Other races
when George,
take advantage.
When George Floyd died, that was the first time I ever seen, like, people sticking up for us to that extent.
Right.
That's the first time you seen these corporations really stepping out and doing
it. Nigga, I walked into Target the other day. I think it was Saturday. And they already got their Black History stuff up. But it's a picture, like, it might have been a kid that drew it. No. But it's on a sweatshirt.
But George Floyd shit changed everything.
But I'm saying, like, but you see, like,
as far as
them making it in Target. Like, yeah. Target, nigga.
You can see 2016 with Kaepernick. That was not the stance was not, like, I'm talking about corporate America. I'm talking about ESPN, Disney. I'm talking about anybody. That was stance was not. Check the black lives. Either was quiet or you was like, all lives matter. It wasn't popular.
Yeah.
After that George Floyd shit, I go to the chiropractor, I see Black Lives Matter. I'm like, it's all white people. Like,
people putting, we support black people.
We support black people.
In the signs in their yard.
In the signs of yard. Like, and I just realized sometimes the shit is about to economics and race, man. Yeah. But like you said, politics can be self-serving. So if somebody's not from where you're from, doesn't look like you, why should you expect them to have the same core values of you or what, like, just they want? They're not. But if you feel like it's you be disenfranchised, your people look like you, and the system's been rigged against you, it's almost like, damn, nigga. Like, it's like you've been in the lead. You've been cheating. Yeah. People are like, you've been cheating. So, like, I'm offended whenever you... I should be more offended. I have the right to be offended and certain shit. But yeah, I think discourse is very important, man, to understand. Even if you agree to disagree.
I remember, and this ain't got nothing to do with Trump, but I remember, like, discourse does work. Like, I remember when I used to work at FedEx Freight, right? And I think something had just happened with a... I forgot what situation, but it was another situation where an innocent black man was killed. And so it was a black dude at my job, and it was a white boy, young white boy, probably like my age. All of us around the same age. The way that the black dude came at him was kind of weird. He was like, hey, tell me what you think about this. Kind of like on some G shit, like I need to hear what you want to say type shit.
Yeah.
And the white boy didn't necessarily agree with him. And he was saying, I could tell though that the white boy didn't understand. Because he was saying like, oh, I got pulled over by the cops before and I was scared just like you all and blah, 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 blah. And he was talking to me about it because the nigga's basically about to be in tears, the white boy. And I had to tell him, like, listen, I don't agree with how he went about it, but I could tell you this, being that I could tell this is really upsetting you. You said that when you, the first time you got pulled over by the cops, you were scared. But did you ever feel like you were going to lose your life? That's the difference. I think that's what he's trying to explain to you. Like, so I think that it's important if you're going to have these conversations, discourse. It's about listening, not coming at people. Y'all got to listen to each other and y'all got to understand each other and don't take things as personal. That's why I might try to avoid the conversation because I don't know if I'm emotionally there yet.
Facts.
To even sit there and have that discourse with you. So,
yeah.
And I mean, that shit could go so different. Like, this ain't got to be, like what he just said, like just helping each other. Like, this ain't got to be black and white. This ain't got to be black on black. Like, just talking to somebody and making sure they on the same page as you is a big deal. And you ain't got to make everything online and public and shit. Like, just as long as the nigga understand, you helping somebody else out.
That's a fact. So, I don't know if y'all saw this post by Fabulous. He was bigging up his wife, Emily B or something like that.
Oh, for sticking by?
Yeah, and then...
she stuck, all right.
You saw his couple with the thick spin and everything. There was a lot of backlash to it. So, facts and cap. Do you agree with the criticism that Fabulous got on his
Instagram? Yeah, facts.
I agree with that.
He not that girl too
he
fast.
He punched her teeth out. He told us that her dad, he's going to kill her and shit like that. Like, we've seen that on tape.
Like I said, Fabulous has done a lot of shit, and I don't know how he gets away with it.
I mean, he got away with this situation. He wouldn't even claim her, but then when it was time for him to go to trial, being that your wife can't testify against you, he married her. They've been together for like 16 years or some shit.
He moved smart. That's all he did. He moved smart.
No Stockholm Syndrome. I know battered, abused person, but does it matter that she's...
He said we're couple goals in that post.
Does it matter?
Yes, nigga, you deserve criticism.
Does it matter that she agreed with him?
It's
more. It's sad and it's disappointing.
So is it fact still?
So listen. Yes, agree. I think he still deserves criticism from the people because
if he gets
nigga,
it,
we've seen
care.
What you did. Now she may have forgiven you, and at the end of the day, that's between y'all. But as a public figure, and saying you're a public figure, and then you're saying, "Hey, we're goals. We're this, that, and the third." When you start saying shit like that. You gotta understand that you're opening yourself up for criticism. You know what I'm saying? So
just to make sure, I don't want to say the right to criticize. Do you agree with the criticism? That's a specific criticism that he shouldn't post that. the criticism that he shouldn't post that.
I don't know if he shouldn't. He necessarily shouldn't. Because he's going to live his life.
I don't say should.
I just think that he deserves any slander that he gets from it.
If he gets it, he gets it. If he don't, he don't. It don't matter, but it's the same
thing. Yeah, I think he deserves any slander that comes with it. Because
he did a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Most niggas couldn't get away with it.
Alright. So I wish a girl was here. I said girl. A woman was here. But I'm asking anyways. I got this. It was inspired from somebody. I don't want to say their names. I don't want to blow up their situation. But basically,
you just
should have. No, I ain't saying that. Should you know who you are. Shout out to the homie. Should a girl, to the time of day, a booty call. Let me try it. Facts or cap? Where's it at? Facts or cap? Does the time of day or time of night a girl receives a text for a booty call determine their self-respect?
It's the time of day. Okay, so no. It's kind of both. So once it becomes a pattern that I only see you, especially like say it, like for an example, if I only hit you up at 1 a.m. Then it's kind of, one, it seems like kind of a, if that's your consistent pattern, it's kind of like a lack of respect.
Why?
You say like, well, you said it's just a booty call. You said it's a booty call.
You get dick to turn yourself.
Well, no. If it's a booty call.
Yes, if it's a booty call.
If it's a booty call and then we're both on the same page, like, look, we only doing this for sex, then it don't matter. Then that's cap. Now...
Well, if
she want more, and right now she's just accepting the booty call role, I would tell you, nigga, you probably should stop fucking her. You should probably stop fucking her.
In this scenario, the guy hit up the girl, and she said, "Why are you only hitting me up during this time? You can't hit me up."
She wants more.
No, this is what she said. Like, you can't hit me up during the day.
Maybe you're not respecting her time. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. Maybe she's saying you're not respecting my time. Like, maybe she's saying, like, damn, you only come around at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm fucking asleep and I need my fucking rest or I got to work in the morning.
She specifically said you only call me around these whole hours.
Oh, well, then, yeah, she's in. Well,
does that time of day you get the dick determine your self-respect? Like,
it can only if you communicated with him that that's not the time that, like, don't only just hit me up at this time. And he still does it.
My way to your question.
Because if y'all haven't communicated.
No, I'm saying, why should a girl feel that way? Like, speak for a lot of.
Because what I'm saying is, if they've communicated, like, look, I'm available around this time is best for me, and you only hit me up at this time.
So I agree. That's more of a schedule conflict. What I'm saying, for girls, she ain't got no job, she ain't got shit to do, she just doesn't like being called. For sex during
she
the
feel
night.
Like she's a hoe. She feel like you hoe. Think that he that you thinking that I'm just a hoe that you can.
Facts, cap. Should you feel that way? No, doesn't matter.
Cap.
Go ahead, Bernie.
You don't know my work schedule. You know what I do. I may work all day, get off, go
what
home.
What if she do know and you still do it?
I go home, take a nap, and this now like I'm up. Like, hey, what's good? Is you up? I might not hit you up disrespectfully. These are just the hours as I'm up and I'm available to fuck. Okay.
Let me flip.
Maybe I want to go back home after I worked all day, see my kid. You know, these are my days to get my kids. Let me flip it.
Let me flip it. I'm trying to look at it from her perspective, right?
That's my point.
So I'm trying to look at it.
I got a rebuttal for whatever you say.
I'm trying to look at it from her perspective.
Why in the world is it whole hours?
And maybe she could have already been through some shit where that's the situation. Like, where, like, those is whole hours. Or maybe that's just, like, her. That's the way she think. The same way you think you got your own schedule and the way that you think. That could be her perception of that situation. That's why the best thing for that situation would be communication. But do I think that she's allowed to think like that? Yeah. I think I think that everybody would kind of think that's kind of weird. Like, you only hit me up at 1 a.m. But at the same time, if it's just a booty call, so I think that the whole situation just need communication. But I think she can, I can see why she thinks that, I guess I could say.
Can I show?
I can see as to why she thinks that.
It's just a stereotype.
But yeah, what it's if, a stereotypical thing.
I'm saying, what if, right.
But it should, she shouldn't feel disrespected when they hit you up that time. If she, even if she finds out that that's the time he's available, then she's going to say, well, why don't you just make time? People say that all the time.
Well, that's why I say that. Obviously, it sounds like she got some feelings.
Let me put it like this, right?
So your homeboy, yeah. if I was your homeboy, I'd tell your homeboy, like, you probably should cut that off.
Yeah, she hit up the next day talking about something you still want to fuck.
Yeah, but let's just say, digging a deeper and deeper hole.
Let's say I get off at 9 o'clock, right? My PM? 9 o'clock PM. My BM don't get out till 11. From 9 to 11, I pick my kid up from wherever they at. I'm with them, make sure they sleep. Mama get off at 11. I meet them at the house at 11:30, and I'm with you by 12. And I'm like, yo, at 12 o'clock.
Hey, you're...
But see? You see how you just broke that down? That's just where the communication falls.
Well, what I'm saying is, in a lot of the
would you feel a certain type of way?
So, do you... Okay, I guess... She would be like this. Damn, you get off, you work 7 days a week? This is what time you get off?
It's not about what I do.
Listen, I'm just trying to give her perspective. I don't know.
I drop my kid off every time at 11:30.
Sure, I'm going to say it shouldn't matter. This is the time I'm available, I'm comfortable. If you feel uncomfortable because it's the time, that's it.
Yeah.
You tripping?
Well, that's communication, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just communication.
Cap.
Yeah, I think it's closer to cap than anything.
Good, y'all need open.
Give us one more, man.
Like, you got one more, because it's sticky.
All right, man. Is a transvestite obligated to tell you that they are one if you meet them in the club?
Transsexual? Transvestite just sound kind of harsh, don't it?
What the
wait, what's the difference?
Leave that out.
What's the difference?
No kiss.
What I do? Hey, I'm confused. Ain't that the same thing?
That might be a wrap.
Hey, what's the difference? Somebody school me, shit.
Bro.
I can't get canceled on something that I don't know, so y'all can school me.
Are we still live?
Yeah,
keep it right. We live, baby.
What's the difference?
I'm not going to misspeak, so let's just Google. And yeah, from my understanding, a transvestite.
Shit, I don't know the difference. I thought those were the same thing. Let's look it up. What you looking at, transvestite?
The person who dresses in clothes primarily associated with the opposite sex.
That's what a transvestite is?
Yeah.
So what's a transsexual? That's what somebody, they identify?
Sexual, I think it has to mean with the organ.
Okay. So basically a transvestite is just somebody who dresses the part.
According to this Google direction. I might be wrong.
Say it one more time.
A transvestite. A person who dresses in clothes primarily associated with the opposite sex. So like a man dressing up in a woman, like a cross-dresser.
But why would that be something like?
But you said you offended.
I said it's kind of like
shouldn't they rather be called it's like
transsexual?
That's wild.
Look, it's incorrect, but I don't think it's offensive. But I guess it's not for me to say that. I don't think they'll be mad at me.
Cool.
I'm just trying to get some understanding.
Cool. He wouldn't get mad at that shit. I would get all the backlash. I said
that's because you try to be as ignorant.
Back to the question.
What's the question?
Facts to care. Are they obligated to tell you?
A transvestite?
Yeah. So you in the club, you see this bad Lauren, Loki Harvey. And then,
I would say this.
And then, are they obligated to tell you?
I would say this. You ain't never obligated to do something you don't want to do. Right? So you don't want to tell me, fine. Now.
Kyrie Irving is.
Now, what I will say... What I will say, and probably any transvestite would tell you probably, just to protect their own self,
yeah,
they probably, well, most of them would probably feel like they should, you know, at least hint to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, let's say like you're in a gay club, or you're in a club that... you're in a club that frequents transvestites, right? You're in a club. Let's say that you're in a club.
Doing swinging dicks.
Yeah, like you in a club that frequents transvestites. Then no, nigga, you need to know where you at. But let's say that.
Nah, you in Follies.
You in Follies. Then, like I said, they're not obligated, but I would think that it would be common courtesy. She said what?
La 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 la.
Yeah, I mean, like, nigga, where your fucking.
This ain't my real speaker voice.
This is my real speaker voice.
Listen, that's all I'm saying. That's all I feel about it. Like, yo, I just think the common courtesy is expected, but. I mean, I can't say what this somebody's obligated.
Common courtesy. What's the actual question?
I got a homeboy. I got a homeboy who went to the club, and this was a transsexual person. He was talking to them.
So this was a man. This is a woman that used to identify as a man.
This is a, no, man, this is a man that identifies as a woman.
And it got the.
We gonna get there. So basically, he was talking to her. They was talking about linking up, getting Waffle House or some shit after that. They was kind of flirting, so you kind of could picture what was going to happen next. He told me, this was a coworker, he told me she was bad as fuck. You know, there's no way he could know. I understand that because technology going crazy these days. So he said, well, he got to Waffle House, he texted her, where you at? She was like, hey, I got something to tell you, you know, just before you, you know, we sit down and eat. I'm in transformation, or whatever. He's like, what do you mean?
Bitch the same?
And he's like, no, like, I used to be a man, and I'm currently transitioning to be a woman, and I felt like I should give you the common courtesy to do that. And he was like, oh, no, love, thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate your honesty, though. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing against you. I'm just keeping moving. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. And I feel like that's the respectable way to go about it.
So
I feel like there's no other way to go about it.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm supposed to go kill you?
You know what I'm saying? You told you. You was honest. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for not letting me get to the bedroom.
But if you might not want to do that, then
I feel like that happens for not a lot to because the I could just imagine if you meet somebody, you're attracted to them, and then the second you show them your hairline, they're gonna leave. So what?
And just your own protection.
What are you gonna do?
Well, and just because there are people.
Where'd it fit it? So
until there's niggas that will kill you for that.
So and then
as soon as you pull your pants down, I see some shit. Goddamn.
Yeah, whoop. A nigga might be ready to kill you, and that's why I say like you should.
You can kill over a goddamn dick over a hairline.
That's what I'm saying. I can't tell you what you obligated to do, but I think that would be the common courtesy. I would recommend that. You know what I'm saying? And I think the reason that the person didn't tell him then. Right then and there is for that reason. The reason to have
safety.
Yeah, safety reason. So that's all. I don't think you're obligated, man. I think that.
So you done?
Yeah.
You gonna drink on my birthday, bro? We drinking all February, dog. I don't care what y'all niggas do for the rest of January. We drinking all February.
Episode motherfucking 29.
We out, baby. Yeah, block. Man.